Pod Culture, episode 140, Geeking and Telling, for Tuesday, February 24th, 2009. Welcome to episode 140 of Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Adam.
It's not often when we do these things we know what the number is going to be in the opening.
The big 140.
Okay. I was trying to come up with a joke and it just didn't
work. Got away from
me,
didn't it?
So what has everyone been up to?
You'd never guess that I've been playing video games, would you?
No, really.
Yeah. Wow.
I would say Adam's been playing video games, but he hadn't had power too often here late.
Yeah.
It's gotten better. It's been consistent.
You have two hamsters now on the generator now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And a rabbit.
And a rabbit. Aw.
So
little carrot hanging in front of the rabbit.
Yep.
You know, speaking on a complete tangent, he brought a rabbit. Rabbit's feet. Why are they lucky? Rabbit has four of the damn things. Don't do his ass any good. Just saying.
Okay.
Might have to research totally the history of that. Yeah. I don't know.
Christina, what have you been up to?
Let's see. I've been watching America's Best Dance Crew on MTV. Well, actually on MTV.com because I hardly ever watch actual television.
Okay. Do they ever have... Oh,
videos?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Music videos?
I don't really think so.
On MTV 3.
Yeah. And I am so not into any
MTV
kind of...
Crazy Core.
Any kind of reality show. But Elizabeth talked me into watching it, and oh my God, I'm so glad I did, because the skill and the athleticism of these people, it's fantastic. The judges I want to beat in the head. Little mama needs to take an English class. Oh my God, it's disgusting. But she makes up words. She makes up words. It drives me nuts. But the actual dancers themselves are so fantastic. You know, Quest Crew, the way they leap and like the martial arts and the tumbling and it's just fantastic. Neat to watch.
If they ever do an episode where they do beat the judges in the head, then I'll watch that.
Yeah, I'm really hoping.
Yeah, because you gave up on MTV.
Oh,
decades
yeah,
ago.
Decades ago. You know, I used to want my MTV. Now
you can have
now
my
you can have it, yeah.
Yeah, I do miss videos, but it's really,
YouTube.
Yeah, I'm not a huge, I hate reality shows, the idea of them makes me sad, but
oh,
I mean, just the skill of these people, it's not like a, you know, Survivor kind of a reality show, it's actual
drama,
skill.
It's performance.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, check it out. If you like, you know, good dancing, hip-hop, beat, I mean, it's fantastic. I really enjoy it.
Speaking of TV, I just saw something. I can't remember the name of it because I've only seen the commercial once.
We just watched Dollhouse.
Okay, no, that wasn't it.
Okay.
if you remember, we were talking about MTV. For a while, when they first started going digital, Channel 3, Wave 3 in Louisville, mm-hmm. had 3.1 where they showed The Tube. Mm-hmm. I think it was called, and it was all old music videos, and that was great.
How great would that be?
It got shut down.
Yeah, I think it didn't get the funding it needed to keep going or something. Whatever.
That would be neat.
Yeah, it was really neat. I used to put it on sometimes at work and watch it. It was really cool. And for many months, there's just been like a slate up on that page saying that The Tube's not around anymore.
Saw that in the back. Yeah.
Okay. Well... they just announced, and I don't remember the name, but there is a new channel on there now on 3.2, and it's going to have local ball games and whatever, mm-hmm. which I could give a rat's ass about. But, but the important thing is they're going to show retro TV shows.
Ooh.
So you'll be able to watch old TV shows on there now.
Yeah, that's what a lot of broadcasters are doing since they can.
It's cheap.
They have so much. digital bandwidth now. Yeah,
right.
They can do.
They can cram either, stuff into.
They can do either broadcast
channels.
Full true HD, or they can do, you know, like 1080i, and then cram some standard def stuff into little slots on that.
Right. I know they've got what 3.3 is their weather station, mm-hmm. but 3.2 is now going to have like old TV shows. So I thought that might be something
like 80s
worth
old?
Checking out. Yeah, like 70s, 80s old,
ew,
you know,
cool.
So some old stuff.
Yeah, a lot of them are gonna you know, I Love Lucy reruns and just all kinds of
Family Ties. Stuff.
Punky Brewster.
You take the good, you take
Perfect
the bad.
Strangers.
Perfect Strangers. I love Perfect Strangers.
I don't know if they would do that, because again, the rerun rights and stuff with no,
that was more than
no, that was Bosom and Buddies. Never mind.
I loved them too. I was so in love with them.
But I don't think they could afford Tom Hanks in syndication.
Probably not. No, I need to get that on DVD. I'm surprised I don't have it already.
Stand up, Bamex.
I know. I'm surprised I don't have it already.
On Barstown Road.
I love that show, Buffy and Hildegard.
Okay. Traumatic flashbacks about that. Adam, you been up to anything crazy?
Not really. Just
happy to have power.
Yes. Not taking that for granted. Working on some animations, mm-hmm. some CG animations.
Related to what you've been working on or something new?
No, just kind of my own things, really. Been working with the Bellflower people in Australia. I wish them well with all the fires and all that stuff. But I haven't gotten a project from them in a while, so just kind of doing my own thing right
now.
Working on websites too. So,
well, I know of a couple that if you really want to work on them, there you go.
Go for it.
Hey, I can do WordPress. That's about it. Mm. And my WordPress foo ain't that great.
WordPress foo.
Lynn's the one that's got slick flash site.
Well, it's only partially flash.
Well, yeah, but it's still slicker than what we got. But for WordPress, it's not too shabby, I think. Christina, you've been watching your MTV stuff.
In-house.
Yeah, we got to see Officer Parkman on an episode.
In the same episode with Tom Link. Actually, no, that wasn't the Tom Link episode. It was Warren in that particular episode.
Adam Bush.
I'm starting to think that there is a trend, because you've seen Tom Link and Adam Bush, and Michelle Trachtenberg was on the last episode I watched. And it was neat to see Dawn actually act and not whine.
Didn't see Disney's The Ice Princess?
No.
She was so good in that.
Oh. After breakout roll.
Yeah.
Break her ankle roll.
Been there.
Yeah, no, that was a fracture.
Oh, I still hurt.
I haven't been up to much other than work. And it's been a little bit loony there. Drama that I will not go into.
Because he doesn't like his job. He likes his paycheck.
That too.
Paychecks are good.
And I like most of my coworkers.
Like all my coworkers.
It's crazy. So
I'm going to miss them next week.
You like your coworkers that listen to the podcast.
I don't know if any, really. Some of them know about it. They just don't give a shit.
6 degrees of separation less.
Okay. Anything else, guys? All right. No. Let's shut the hell up and get going with the show, and we will be back with more pod culture right after this. Christina, don't fall asleep on the mic.
Aww. But it's so soft and squishy.
Hey, everyone out there in Podland. Jay Emmett from the Obscurities Podcast here. And with me side by side, my partner in crime,
Stewie D.
When we're not busy waxing all poetic about the 80s, going on and on about big hair, Cabbage Patch Kids, Atari and such, we're geeking out with the crew from Pod Culture. So if you want to hear a couple of bogus guys talking nostalgic about the best decade ever, check us out at obscure80s.podomatic.com. But if you just want to get your geek on, keep listening to Brad, Glenn, and Christina here at Pod Culture.
Put some batteries in a remote. It's time for a little TV and DVD talk. Mr. Porzig, what have you been watching?
Well, I'm still up to date on Lost.
Yay!
And, actually, you're ahead of us, at least by one episode.
Yeah. That's right.
Because as of this recording, Christine and I haven't watched this week's episode.
Well, even though we still like Heroes, and you know, mm-hmm. we're still important to watch Heroes, Lost is priority. We like schedule the whole week around Lost at this point. So, so I will be up to date on Lost.
Okay.
Come hell or high water.
With the weather we've
or
been having.
Ice storm or windstorm yeah. or hurricane or yeah.
And Glenn was over there shuffling his feet on a carpet, holding on to the plug, trying to get the fire up.
I have looked into building my own solar panels at home.
There you go.
That's something you should maybe look into.
Stick them on the
just,
roof?
Yeah. Just enough no to kidding. Power the television.
Yeah.
The generator.
The computer.
My computer.
The computer, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, if I could get my cable line to keep from snapping.
Oh, yeah. But still enjoying Lost. Kind of giving Heroes another chance at the moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been
pretty good.
Pretty decent. But now, what is it? Mark Verheiden, I think, is writing it now, who's old-time comic book writer.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, not just people inspired by comics, but someone that's an actual comic writer
cool.
wrote stuff
had
back
Jeff
in the '80s
for a while.
Yeah, but was he actually writing the episodes, or was he
doing some? I think I'm not 100% certain on all that. So they got rid of him, so it doesn't really matter anymore.
Verheiden, he did the movie Time Cop. If you remember that,
oh yeah,
remember that?
Yeah,
the crappy good one or the crappy one?
There was. More than one?
Yeah, actually.
And they are both
TV
crappy.
Series.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, the first one
they were, okay,
with
gotcha.
Van Damme. Okay. Yeah.
The so. Jump up and do the splits on between some counters.
My dad yeah. loved yeah. that movie.
It was pretty good at the time, you know. Mm. I haven't seen it in a long time, actually. I've got it on Laserdisc.
I'm sure.
Didn't
I'd
see that one coming,
you
did you?
Whoa.
No. Really? You
yeah,
don't say.
Really. Okay, let's see. Yeah, Lost. Lost is good. Mm-hmm. Liking Lost. All the time travel stuff. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, if you ever had a doubt that Lost was a sci-fi show, yeah.
In a very quantum leapy kind of way.
Yeah, no mm-hmm. kidding. And if they kill off the redheaded chick, I'm going to be pissed.
Which, of course, you know. That
means she's
gonna,
doomed.
Yeah.
I can look into the future because you haven't seen that episode yet, and I could say nothing. I'm not going to spoil it for you.
I love Desmond. Team Desmond.
Don't get me started on freaking Heroes either.
Oh, yeah, Heroes.
Sorry, your girlfriend died.
Damn it.
Yeah, but, you know, in comic books, people never stay dead. So,
yeah, not even Bucky now.
Yeah. So Heroes is sort of a comic book, so I wouldn't be too worried.
Yeah, I mean, she's, of course, we record a lot of stuff together and you know, spread it out over a period of several weeks. So this might be out of date, but when last I had checked, she was listed as one more episode on IMDb, so don't know if that's just a cold body on a slab. I've heard rumors to the yes, Bria Grant will be back as Daphne. No, she won't be back. You never know. I hope not, because that will be the third damn time that show has done this to me.
I loved Charlie.
Charlie.
Yeah.
She was beautiful.
Eden.
Eden. Eve was Angel.
Okay. I didn't really care for her too much.
Hated her.
But,
sorry.
Yeah. Three a damn time that show done this shit to me, and it's pissing me off. You shot the wrong blonde. Shoot the cheerleader. You could even shot Tracy, because there's another damn triplet. You can bring her back as somebody else.
Oh, they killed Kristen Bell, too.
That was upsetting, but yeah, okay, you can go back and watch Veronica Mars DVDs.
Well, they actually do shoot the cheerleader all the time, actually. So
she got meta. I'm kind of hoping that it, I think Mark the Encaffeinated One, when I was doing a Heroes Cast roundtable, brought the comment, because he was kind of a little upset about that, too. He goes and saying, I hope they go back and show a shot like the bullet went through Claire, was covered in her blood, and then hit Daphne.
Hmm.
Don't care.
I know you don't give a crap.
Hated her.
I have no idea.
She's a crappy actress.
She is not.
Sorry.
She can be a crappy actress because she's kind of cute.
Oh, God.
Well, it's the way Hollywood works. Yeah. Right?
The one thing I, one
it's
thing
just
I,
reality.
One thing I really know. Liked about the character is out of pretty much all of them on the show, that's the one who actually needed that power. That actually made her who she is right then.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Even if she's not, you know, running around and God knows how the hell she's traveling in time. Don't get me. I guess if Barry and Wally can do it, you know, travel between universes.
Yeah.
Then I guess, you know, with Ando's superpowering her, I guess she can, but it's still, how the hell are you traveling in time, speeding? I don't get it.
Superman.
So yes.
But he flew fast enough around the Earth to turn back.
He actually could turn back time.
That was a neat moment in the movie, but it was really stupid. I mean, it was emotionally
he powerful, saved his own mother.
Really stupid.
Oh, ow.
it's, you know, you saw why she was fearful of them taking away her power.
I totally sympathize, but God.
She's better than Claire.
Oh, I'm Except not I, well, so fond Claire of her
has,
either.
Claire
She's
has
been
gotten
whining.
A little better in the past few episodes. She's kind of got a little bit of a mission, so to think. So.
I think I missed most of this episode. I was talking to my sister on the phone.
That's true. Well, we can get a hold of it.
It's okay.
I'm in Heroes Marathon when you get back.
There's going to have to be a big marathon when I get back. I'll have a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, that's true.
It was nice to see a really evil Siler, though. I mean,
but
I thought,
he was also freaking hilarious, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that was the fun, the humor. I'm sorry.
And one thing we didn't get to talk about on the roundtable, but how badass was that agent of pulling his hands up? You know, they had been were jammed through with ice picks and screwdrivers.
Ouch!
Pinned to the pinned to the chair, and just, essentially just kind of worked his hand up and out. Of course, he got cacked, but still, ow! And then Microwave Boy is just a little. I think he's scarier than Siler because he can, you know, you see the evil grin he got on his face when he said, you should see what happens when I get next to a pacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Heroes, pretty good.
That's why it's called Villains.
Oh, it's called Fugitives now.
Oh, sorry.
Last volume was
Villains,
which wasn't really that villainous.
Hmm. They should just go ahead and call it X-Men and be done with it, because they're like ripping off all the X-Men storylines or 4400 storylines, which 4400 ripped off X-Men as well. I think.
Yeah, and then they did the whole Days of Future Past potential storyline, and oh god, I likened kind of turning and trying to steer away from the Heroes Cast a little bit, but Nathan, who you see him, he's trying to do the right thing, but he's just failing and miserably. And everybody's going to wind up hating him. I liken that to Londo's journey on Babylon 5. He got the power. He's trying to do the right thing. And not doing so great at it.
Can I quote two of my friends recently?
Okay.
They reminded each other of quotes from high school. And they always used to say, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And it's like, I think the whole thing is what, you know, they found each other good and bad in mm-hmm. each of them, and it was just a matter of what won. You know, with Nathan, he started out good, kind of went a little bad, got a little better, and now he's bad again. So I think it's just the struggle of the good and bad. I don't know. I'm kind of bored with it.
Like, I think he sees it, and he knows he's doing evil, but there's nothing he can really do to stop it. Now he's just trying to work damage control, it seems like, because he's got that hunter who's batshit crazy, and as soon as he finds out that Nathan has a power, it's gonna be. I think Nathan might become a fugitive later on in this season. Never know. Could be interesting.
Tracy will rat him out.
Probably so. Or any of those damn, any of the heroes that we've seen, you know, that we know and like. Here's one question, and maybe you're more into comics, Glenn. You might be able to figure out this. Okay, Peter. Mm-hmm. Peter has the ability now to essentially just absorb one power, right? And, mm-hmm. and keep that. So he could, in theory, absorb Ondo's power.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'd have two power boosters. If they were to boost each other's power, what would happen there? Would that create some kind of causal feedback loop? They just continue getting more and more powerful? And then could they take that super boost and then zap someone else with it, and they'd just have this phenomenal amount of power?
I think you need a physicist, not a comic book reader. I don't know.
Sheldon.
Like I said, if you add a if you add a third person with powers in there, then yeah, maybe it would redouble the boosting ability. I don't know, but we've barely seen a taste of what his boosting power does, really. Right. I mean, we know that that's his power, mm-hmm. but as far as to what effect, I mean, you know, that's still left up in the air at the moment.
Then we had that flash to the future of Ondo shooting what appeared to be, you know, Hero with red lightning.
Is he shooting him or is
boosting
he
boosting his ability?
Feeding him, yeah.
Right.
Trying to maybe jump start him.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, that seems a lot more likely now.
Who knows? Hmm. Who knows? Could be interesting. So.
I wondered what they were going to do with Peter because he was too powerful before, and then they made him totally powerless, and I was like, that's boring. We don't really want that. But I saw what they were trying to do because they were trying to make him show that he could still be a hero without his powers. Mm-hmm. I thought, okay, that's interesting. And then the next thing you know, they took away everybody's powers. I was like, well, so much for that storyline of them showing him being a hero without powers. Now nobody has any powers. And I guess it's kind of a happy medium, you know, that he's back, he's got powers, but he can only have one power at a time. I guess that's kind of limiting.
I think that was effective, though, because it showed the people that didn't want their powers to begin with, like Parkman.
How much
he came to really, truly need his power.
Don't get me started on Parkman.
No, I just picked him as an example.
Who
didn't want a power to begin with.
I can see powers evolving and everything, mm-hmm. but how does it evolve from reading minds to seeing the future? Because, you know, you have to be active against mm-hmm. someone to read a person's mind. To reading the future and then being able to draw just like Tim Sale.
Well, those are all psychic phenomena. The people...
Okay, Art Bell.
Well, I mean, seriously, people that have mental powers tend to be able to do possibly many different mental power type things.
Well, that's obviously. I mean...
Yeah. One of them...
Says the man who's watched maybe the Hero's commercial.
I'm just saying, in essence, a lot of so-called psychics mm-hmm. throughout history have supposedly had clairvoyance
mm-hmm.
or whatever. So I can see that it might be a natural evolution. It's not like he could suddenly lift a car. That would seem a little odd. But if he were developing some...
There's a lot of autonomic writing. Why not autonomic drawing as well?
Yeah, very good. I was going to get to that.
But they all happen to draw exactly alike?
They couldn't afford two comic artists on the payroll.
But thinking paranormally for a minute...
Tell the same source of energy.
Or a lot of that, the writing is channeling a spirit mm-hmm. or something yeah. where you're letting that thing control your body. So there might be...
Ghost hero out there?
Who knows?
There's a bigger force at work.
Ooh,
I do like that
idea. That's pretty good.
Yeah, so that's
a good one.
I mean, who suddenly
gets
tapped
in on the next Heroes Cast roundtable, dude?
No, they need to make me a writer on Heroes. With
who suddenly tapped everybody to make their powers? Right. Yeah, it was the sun, but I mean, who's to say?
And how damn long does an eclipse last?
Yeah, that was a mega eclipse. Okay. I guess all those things were happening simultaneously.
Oh, okay.
You know, the eclipse didn't really last that long. I'm making excuses for him now.
Yeah, she's making faces.
No, it's that, funny. No,
even just watching the preview for that, it's like. Wow. How long?
I know. I just noticed that I hear your accent more when you're tired.
Oh, I know. I know.
Just when you said that, I was like, wow. No, there it is.
the later it gets, the tireder I am, or if I've had something to drink,
the more tired.
The more.
See, you there you go. Case in point. No, I just thought it was just
his
funny.
His grammar gets bad, too.
Yeah, it
did. It was just funny. I'm sorry. It's interesting.
I don't care that I got a...
No, I just that I've gotten so used to hearing it that I don't notice it.
the same thing happens.
Until I get really bad.
You only hear mine when I'm talking to my family.
Work to try and keep it out of your mouth. I just don't give a shit. I don't. And I also listen to country music, which
that can't help.
Probably not.
No.
Okay.
There's your problem.
Let's move away from the heroes, change the channel a little bit. Adam, you been watching anything?
I have. It's not a DVD or anything, but I've been watching The Big Bang Theory. I'm sure many people.
Damn you, Ashley.
We love you, Ashley.
Been doing, and I love this latest episode.
Oh, my God.
Leonard's mom.
Christine Bransky.
Leonard's mom has got it going on.
Sheldon and Leonard's mom.
She's so fantastic, anyway.
It was great.
In Mamma Mia, she was wonderful. She's just fantastic, anyway.
Oh, that's the one that Pierce Brosnan sang like crap.
Yeah.
Yes, dear. Mm.
I didn't see it, but I saw a clip of him. Oh.
But he tried.
Ouch.
He needed Q to give him a gadget.
But Big Bang. Yeah, that's good. And news sources have told me, and probably several other people have looked at this on the internet, but my good buddy Justin.
Hi, Justin!
Hello. Over at the Scene Stealer. His podcast, the scenestealer.blogspot.net.
Com.
Sorry. I always do that. scenestealer.blogspot.com.
The Scene Stealer.
I will link it in the show notes.
We'll link it.
We're tired.
Sorry, Justin.
Our brains don't work anymore.
Oh, yeah. It is getting kind of late.
It's only midnight.
Only? But coming up, I believe it's March, there's going to be an episode of The Big Bang Theory with a special guest. That special guest being Summer Glau.
Mm-hmm. As herself.
As herself.
And yes, it is The Scene Stealer.
The Scene Stealer.
Blogspot.com.
He is also available on Twitter under the same name.
Yes, that he is. So we'll give him a follow. But yeah, I can't wait to see that. And I just can't wait to see the circumstance that they're in that causes them to mingle with her. And
I know they're doing it because both Big Bang Theory and Terminator Sarah Connor Chronicles, while it's on Fox, both are Warner Productions, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So I know they're kind of, it's more of a Terminator
joint
type thing.
Probably a cross promotional thing almost.
Damn well better be some Firefly. Mm.
There better be references. Yeah. Yes. Because looking back on it, have there been any type of Fireflies? I haven't caught any.
I could maybe it's just wishful thinking because it seemed natural for him to make a crack of shiny.
No.
Yeah. You think it would, but I have not caught
that. I have not.
I thought I saw.
No, because we would have screamed about it. We would have screamed about it if it were.
Yeah. I would have noticed. Yeah. Oh, well.
I love
it. Hopefully.
Sure. Yeah,
we can hope.
Forward to that for sure. Glenn, you look like you got a stack of DVDs.
Well, I got
there.
A couple things. I did finally finish watching the Big Bang Theory, the first season. So I'm not exactly caught up, but I have seen the entire first season now. So
it's awesome.
Yeah, that's it. Very good.
Season 2 just gets better.
Well, I got a couple DVDs. I've picked these up over the last few weeks and finally got around to watching some of them. Vin Diesel in Babylon A.D.
Dun, dun, dun.
Is that the raw? Okay. Yeah, raw and uncut.
Raw
uncut. I think, is that the only version of it? They're not releasing the theatrical version, are they?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I heard a rumor that they weren't because it did so poorly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it can't hurt you. I mean, it can't help you when you're hearing that this is the worst movie of the year and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Unless you're glad, which then piques your interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I almost went to the theater to see this. I didn't quite make it. I ended up, I think, seeing something else, but I was going to go to see this.
And you're probably a better person for it.
Probably. But of course, I bought on a DVD anyway, you know, because that's what I do. And I have to say that this is the cyborg of its day. you know, if you think back to Van Damme and Cyborg.
Oh, wow.
Remember that?
It's been forever.
Well, this is, I kind of compare it to that. The story's actually kind of laid out fairly similar from what I remember of that. But, you know, in some ways it got a bad rap. It's got some neat stuff to it. The CG and effects and things are actually really pretty good. I mean, this is kind of like a B movie with a, you know, A movie
with a
budget,
decent budget,
you know?
Yeah.
So this should be right up your alley.
Yeah, just about. It was a little slow for me at the beginning and in places. The story at the end kind of came together to be pretty good, but it was kind of like they just kind of throw it at you, and it's like at the last minute, it's like, oh, and here's all the interesting story stuff that we didn't bother mentioning earlier when the other stuff's going on. And Vin Diesel's character is not exactly endearing. I know they want to make him the tough guy that doesn't talk much, but I don't know, that's a little overdone, especially by him. I think it's a wise move that he's going on to do sequels to his other popular movies instead of original movies.
Pursuing this one.
Yeah. You know, worth checking out. And I think you'd like the effects. The CG and stuff are
pretty, it looked kind of cool. Just, you know, looking at the trailer and stuff like that, it looked like it didn't skimp on the on any of the CG, so I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, you know, not bad for a bad movie, you know. And then one that you would expect to be pretty bad, Death Race.
Oh, is that Death Race 3000 or 2000 remake?
Yeah. Yeah, the remake of James Cameron's Death Race 2000. And, you know, it's not a great drama, a great epic or anything, but it's what you would expect, and it's what you want out of it. I mean, all these crazy cars and horrible deaths.
I'm
and
seeing them this week.
Deaths and a race and deaths during the race.
Yeah.
So, okay.
And it's really, they took the idea of...
That's like Speed Racer for adults.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
What? They took the idea.
Maybe the bear. I think the bear said something funny. Either that, or just what I said took a while to sink in.
It's late and she's tired.
Sorry.
Jason Statham in it. You know, I like his movies. You know, he's good. And one of the few.
Is he bald in this one too?
Oh yeah, he
it's
can't
so
help
much
it.
Easier,
of course. Bald is beautiful. Come on.
God made a few perfect heads, the rest he covered with hair.
Well, yeah, you know,
I must just be getting better because it's slowly coming
right.
out.
You know, it's a tradition ever since Sean Connery to be pretty much bald. You know, he wore a hairpiece even back in the old Bond movies.
Really?
That's why Bond's hair was always perfect and never out of place, because it was like plastic.
Like a
the Shatner route.
The Shatner route.
Yes. Okay.
But this is... It's cool. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I know I'm kind of giving Babylon AD a bum rap for them, you know, saying Death Race is good, but Death Race is what you expect out of it, you know, which is crazy cars, big guns, big explosions, and it kind of makes fun of the whole reality TV thing a bit, because they make it actually like a reality show of these inmates racing and dying and stuff, and I don't know. It was enjoyable. I'm glad I picked it up.
Cool.
We got a stack.
Yeah, we won't go into a whole lot because, you know, we've talked about...
we'll give you the cliff notes.
We've talked about quite a bit of it before, but we picked up season one of Chuck on Blu-ray.
It was cheap.
Awesome.
Yeah, and been going through it. One minor annoyance, not with the show. The show's great. Because Adam Baldwin's character pretty much is modern-day Jane.
Yep.
Yeah. Is, for some reason, and maybe this is just a quirk of how it plays in the PlayStation 3, but you put the disc in, and it goes straight into playing. Like, almost like you hit play all or something, it won't let you come bring up a memory or bring up the menu and select episodes. You kind of got to fart around with it a little bit to get that to come up. So that is, I mean, it's an annoyance, but it doesn't detract from the content of the show, which is great.
And Morgan and Wallowitz from Big Bang Theory are twins that were separated at birth.
Quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We talked about this on the show a while back, but we finally started watched the pilot of it. No, I had watched all of them. Christine mm-hmm. had seen it. Birds of Prey.
It's all right.
I have one big annoyance with this DVD set. Have you watched any of it yet?
No, I haven't.
They took the theme out.
What?
They must not have gotten the rights to
the song. How stupid is that?
What song?
Revolution?
Yeah.
Started Revolution?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Right?
Yeah, something. Either that or that's a line of it.
Amy Allen?
Right? I believe so. I have to look it up. I know that's a line in the chorus. Mm-hmm. I just can't remember if that's the actual line of the song or not.
And some of the music they use is incongruous with when the show came out. Yeah,
like they haven't got rights to all the music.
Yeah.
That's not as distracting. Like the ambiance music, mm-hmm. that's not as bad. Unless you know when or more familiar with the music, you know that, hey, this came out 3 years after this.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something
like the one song.
But it's really noticeable with when they take the damn theme out.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. How could you not secure the rights for the theme for your show for when it comes out on DVD? I mean, that's just ignorant.
I will say that we're lucky we even got this series out on DVD.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is something, but it's the damn theme, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
I can understand incidental music, except you don't do that with shows like WKRP Season 1, which they did.
Right. Yeah,
Quantum Leap Season 1 or 2 they did as well.
I don't know. I don't know where their head's at.
Yeah, that's just Goram stupid.
Yeah.
Talked about it a while back, but finally got around to watching it. Hellboy 2, The Golden Army on
visually spectacular.
Blu-ray.
Oh my god.
Gorgeous.
I love the creature design. The different wacky crazy things that inhabit that world. Mm-hmm. It's just really amazing.
And the martial artistry alone was fantastic.
The choreography and the fighting and good stuff.
Commentary is a bit, the behind the scenes bit with the director. He's kind of pretentious.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We haven't watched this yet, but I went on an epic quest to get the damn thing.
We're never going
to
watch it.
It was the Best Buy in Clarksville. It was the only place in about a 90-mile radius that apparently had this.
And they hate us there.
Yeah.
They love me.
I can't. Yeah, every once in a while, because it's the only place over there now to go, now the Circuit City's gone. And it is the best Best Buy, I guess, in the sense that it's the newest store, it's got the newest layout, the most stock. But they're dicks over there. We picked up Repo: The Genetic Opera on Blu-ray.
With Anthony Stewart Head.
Yeah.
He's in that.
And this was
you bought it for Paris Hilton.
So we can see her
Alexa
die
Vega.
Horribly, maybe.
Really?
Or Alexa Vega.
And apparently she's no great actress, but...
They waste a freaking commentary track on her.
No kidding.
I want Anthony Stewart Head commentary.
But yeah, they were the only ones that had it on Blu-ray. I mean, even down in Lexington didn't have it. The two here in Louisville didn't have it.
Because they knew no one's going to buy this piece of crap on Blu-ray.
Well, actually, it's supposed to be pretty good.
Really? I haven't seen it.
No, we haven't watched it yet.
I was tempted to pick
it
up.
I went ahead and bought online to pick up in store because I'm like, okay, if that's the only one that has it, they probably didn't get that many copies. I'm going to go ahead and be sure of getting it. I bought it 2 hours later, still haven't got a confirmation email from them. Okay. It's a little annoying. So I went ahead and drove over there. I mean, I waited around like an hour after work just to see if it actually came.
Mm-hmm.
Still didn't show up. Go over there and it was just the whole kerfuffle. They lied. They had one thing where and I know we've had one or two people that listen to the show that have worked over here, and it's not a reflection upon them personally, but it's people that were behind the counter. They didn't have my order in there. Now, I had the email that said the order had been submitted. You'll get a confirmation email when it's ready. Figured didn't take them 2 hours to walk across the aisle, say, oh, yep, there it is. Pick it up, get it ready. Of course, then when you buy it online, they charge a card, or pre-auth it anyway. You go, well, we don't see it. We can just go ahead and get it, and that charge will fall off your card. I'm like, yeah, but until then, that money's tied up. Well, it only takes 8 days, but that money's still tied up. So why don't you do a void on that? We can't do that. Yes, you can. And for like 10 minutes, he's trying to... He didn't lie to me, saying that they cannot do this. I said, well, you can call and tell the auth to be pulled off. No, we can't. Yeah, you can. I didn't go into the whole, this is kind of what I do for a living, dude. Not only that, we do it for your company. So, yeah, that was a bunch of fun. Yeah, so I bought it and left, and so... Give him a swift kick in the ass, I guess. But the best thing, the thing that brightened the day when we got it.
Uh-oh.
That he didn't even actually buy.
Yeah, that I actually didn't buy.
It was sort of a gifty thing.
Yeah. We had a little employee recognition rewards type of thing. If you get, someone writes a not a thank you card, but an employee recognition card or something for you. Sometimes you'll get these little gift points or some shit, and you can save them up and get them in. Get different things and then pull, you know, little different things, or say, let's load them up and get big stuff.
Like, well, your headphones.
Yeah, they're discontinuing that program.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Guess that whole bailout money is not enough for them or something. I don't know. Don't get me started. But they're discontinuing at the end of the month. We had to use up whatever points are left, and they gave some of us like 500 more points. So I went in and had just enough. I think I had like 50, 60 points left over, which was stupid. And I picked up a single DVD and a single CD. I picked up on CD Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog soundtrack from the motion picture.
Nice.
Very cool.
It's awesome.
I'm wearing my shirt at the moment as we speak.
Yeah.
And then the DVD... Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog with featuring Christina?
What?
What's it featuring?
Musical commentary.
Yes, commentary, the musical, which, oh my God.
Don't eat or drink during the watching of the and listening to of the audio musical commentary, because something will come out your nose.
I can't wait to listen to that. I've ordered mine off of Amazon.
And, it is great.
It should be here in a few days.
Absolutely hysterical. And the funniest thing about it, it tells you where they were manufactured. Because these are all like on-demand printings type of things. If you look, it actually is a CDR and is a DVD-R. Really good. I mean, they're full-color.
I mean, it's perfect. Yeah.
Printing and everything on them. But manufactured by Amazon.com in Lexington, Kentucky.
Really?
So it goes to the nearest center and...
Cool. Huh. Now, that's the same. That's the original release DVD. It's not something, a second release. Okay. No. All right, because I got that. I pre-ordered it, so I got it when it came out, and I just haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
Oh, it's freaking hysterical.
I mean, I saw it online, but, you know, I haven't watched the DVD. So
it is good, and the commentary is... We haven't watched it, like, normal straight through. We just went ahead and, you know, we've seen this half a dozen times already, right. So we went straight through and turned on the musical commentary, and oh my god,
it's so funny.
We were trying to eat, and like, okay, we can't do this.
Yeah,
we
put the liquid down.
Because as soon as you're like, okay, da 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 da, and then they'll have a one-liner, and you'll just...
Oh, my nose!
Yeah, pretty much. So, that is what we've been watching and up to. Any final additions? Subtractions?
I don't think so.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Let's take a break and rest our eyeballs. We've been watching way too much stuff. And we'll be back with more pod culture right after this.
If I rest my eyeballs too much, I will fall asleep.
I was just about to say that.
Don't blink. You
beat me.
Hey, this is Brian Richardson from What the Cast, and you're listening to Pod Culture, the best thing to happen to an iPod since Steve Jobs bought a turtleneck.
And welcome back.
Welcome back.
Howdy.
Time to crack open the toy box. Little geek and tell. And since the Valentine season has come and gone.
Yes.
You want to kick off with we did for each other the other day?
We went to Build-A-Bear.
Imagine that.
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, they finally have the panda back, and he wanted to get a panda. And, like, back when he first wanted to get a bear, he wanted to get a panda, and they didn't have them in the store. They only had them online. And we saw them the last time we were there to get his niece Abigail's birthday present, which was a huge hit. Thank you very much.
It was the hit of the party, I might add.
It really was. There were, like, 10 little screaming girlies. But yeah, so we went and got a panda bear made, and he's very cute. He's very soft.
He got a shirt on there.
He does have a shirt on. He says, "Be mine."
That's so cute. It's sick.
Well, I couldn't find a shirt that I liked. But Brad made me a little brown teddy bear to take on vacation with me when I went, oh, pardon me, hiccups, to see my parents. And he dressed him like himself. He's in a little red polo shirt and little blue jeans.
Looks like Teddy Ruxpin a little bit.
A little bit.
Except less creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he is cutie pie.
Fat Boy 2.0 in Polka Dot 3D.
3D, yeah. Because he is not only the third generation Polka Dot, he is actually 3D.
Yes. For listeners that haven't been around a while.
Where have you been?
Yeah, well, yeah, that too.
Welcome if you're new.
A couple of years ago.
Oh, I've God.
Yeah, it's been a while. I had this teddy bear that I have had since I was, 4 years
four,
old?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And he was, well, not completely whole in some respects.
Oh, poor little thing. Well, no, you loved him into you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loved into pieces.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You can see through the fabric in places.
He was one of the sewing stuff pillow panel kind of bears.
So we got a shadow box and put him in a shadow box. You know, step one, put the bear in a box.
No.
Step two, you hang the box on the wall. And this is a little depressed, so we went to Build-A-Bear, and that's how we got started with the koalas.
Well, no, we took out a piece of fluff. And we implanted him with the, you know, old bear DNA, the ancient gene.
Sounded like you were about to say impregnated.
Implanted. So yep. Foster has the ancient gene from Polka Dot 1.0.
Can he fly puddle jumpers?
He can do whatever he wants.
Awesome.
Damn right, crazy.
Poor Foster. He's all poor thing. But yeah, and then we got Polka Dot 2.0 off eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have Polka Dot 3D.
That seems to be the fad now, going 3D.
3D, yeah.
Yep.
But it was packed.
Teeny boppers.
Boyfriends who were lame, who weren't even trying.
Yeah, they weren't even going to name the bear.
They weren't even going to name the
They weren't going to go through
thing.
The little hula do 47 hoops that they make you do.
Well, unless you're seasoned veterans like us, and then all you have to do is kiss the heart and press the pedal.
Like, oh, you guys, okay.
Sorry, you know the drill. Here you go.
Well, how'd that koala do last week?
Huge hit.
Thank you for some present, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty scary.
Yeah, it was cute.
So we had a lot of fun with that. But we've picked up a few other toys, some which we'll talk about a little later, but a couple of things.
We?
Well, you know.
You?
Yeah, that too. Won't really classify it as a toy, per se, but some listeners... What?
I thought we already talked about that.
Nope.
Okay.
We had mentioned it before.
Okay.
Before, but we hadn't actually... It was before it actually arrived. Anybody, listeners, remember me getting the Kaylee maquette?
From the very awesome QMX.
The Little Damn Heroes.
QuantumMechanics.com.
They're awesome.
Well, the second one has come out. The I Aim to Misbehave. And it's, of course... out next to Kaylee in the curio cabinet there.
Cling.
Neat box.
And if you go onto KMX's website, I believe you can pre-order.
Not pre-order. Yet. They have up.
They're showing a prototype.
They're showing up the prototype sculpt for the Jane animated maquette.
Ooh. Cool.
He's wearing
and he
his
does
hat.
Have the hat.
Nice. He's got to have the hat.
And yeah. His big freaking gun.
Is that Vera? Hat a toque?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't really look like Vera, but it, I mean, it's just this big freaking gun, Jane-style gun.
Huh. Well, that's cool.
Pretty cool.
I like it.
And part of the proceeds go to Kids Need to Read.
Kids Need to Read. Co-founders Nathan Fillion and PJ Harashma.
That's easy for you to say. And I had talked about these before, but the Mighty Mugs.
KidsNeedToRead.org.
Found another one that, with the current storyline that has just finished taking place in the Marvel Universe, I had to pick it up. It's a Skrull. Skrull Mighty Mug.
That's what a Skrull is.
Of course, any of your others could have been Skrulls and you just didn't know.
That's true. I just think it's freaking cool. If they start doing a lot more of the Fantastic Four ones, I might have to get them.
He just looks like younger, angry Yoda.
Kind of.
He kind of does.
Yeah.
Kind of does, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I need to get a Yoda one and put them like next to him.
Yeah, I thought we had one.
I thought we you did too.
Around here somewhere.
We do have one, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yep, there is he is.
Yes.
Younger, angry Yoda.
Wait, look at the ears.
It's like, where's Waldo? Where's Yoda?
Ears. Hold on. Let's see. Yep, those are the same ears.
That's probably why they decided to do the Skrull. We got the mold.
It's the same damn body for everyone.
Yep, it's the same thing. Just painted. Which makes sense. I mean, hell, if you got the same thing.
The stuff,
just
might as well use it,
might
right?
as well use it. Just next repaint it.
They need to do an elf since they got the ears.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
But, I hadn't seen the Galactus. You see Galactus on the back there? Hmm.
I do want to get that one just because it's pretty cool looking. And since we had mentioned QMX a minute ago, I got one other thing. It's not really a toy, but it's affordable. It's QMX. And
it's fantastic.
Damn cool.
Big damn cool.
Big damn cool. They did a series of little animated style prints.
Like lithographs almost?
Yeah, lithograph type prints. Three of them in all.
Looks like it's from a movie.
Serenity.
I'm wishing it was.
It looks like, yeah, it looks like
it
it's a lithograph from
it.
A movie.
But these are awesome. It's the animated version of the scene from Firefly, or excuse me, Serenity, where Kaylee turns to Simon and River and goes, and don't ride anything with a Capucin 338 engine. They fall right out of the sky. And pretty cool. And there is another one that Glenn will get a kick out of. Boy, sure would be nice if we had some grenades right about now, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, that's cool.
So, yeah. I want to see the cartoon.
Yeah.
Yes. God,
damn
it would be so
it.
Awesome. Because they can do the voice from pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
Serious. And they
don't have to get content.
Yeah.
They did it for Star Trek.
They lend their voices to the cartoons
Justice
all the time.
League all the time, yeah.
So why the heck not?
And then finally.
My favorite one.
And they kind of cheat when they say Serenity on this one.
Yeah. It's just a little cheat.
It's called Curse Your Sudden But Inevitable Betrayal. And it's everybody's favorite pilot, Wash, playing with his dinosaurs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
A little bit.
I love them. I think the whole set was like $24.90 or something.
It's relatively cheap.
Huh.
And for such quality, I mean, they're big.
Yeah, those are good. Those seem like nice quality.
Yeah, I think we're going to redo the dining alcove and Serenity theme now.
I think we have enough stuff.
Getting there.
I think
we're getting there. Between the autographs, we swap out some of the autographs and stuff. I think we'll be just peachy keen. Or shiny.
Shiny.
And this is a bit random, but the final toy.
Stigmata. Sorry.
Over at, my favorite comic shop, at least. I don't know about Glenn. Comic Book World on Old Shepherdsville Road. They were clearing out some action figures. They had a little sale corner. And I picked up, these came out a while back. I just couldn't get them at the time. They did a series of action figures based on the Mac comic maxi series that started it all, pretty much, or ended it all. Crisis on Infinite Earths. And I picked up the Harbinger figure. Yeah. Cool. That is pretty slick. And it looks like it's the one where she gets taken over by the Shadow Demon. Nope, just really dark blue eyes. Okay. Actually, I reread Crisis not too long ago.
I was going to say, it's been a long time since I've read it.
Final Crisis sucked! I mean, it was bad, but... Yeah, well, you know, don't get me started. All right, Glenn, you picked up anything you want to add to the toy box?
You know, I haven't bought a lot of toys recently, except I've been playing World at War, you know, the Call of Duty 5 World at War, and playing with all those old-time rifles and guns and stuff from that. Well, I went down to the gun shop to pick up some ammo and was looking around, and I was like, wouldn't it be cool to pick up one of those old guns?
Uh-oh.
And they had an M44, Mosin Nagant, I think it's pronounced, the M44, 7.62 by 5.4 Russian bolt-action rifle. And it's the one I picked up is actually, it's a Russian rifle from 1945.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And
I want to touch it.
I haven't shot it yet. The weather's been kind of crazy. I was going to bring it over, but I didn't have a carry case with me, and I didn't think it would look right walking down the street with my rifle.
No.
So I'll get the carry case and bring it over.
I just like things that are that old.
But obviously it's a cool rifle, but one of the neatest things, I read a little bit about them, and it has a built-on bayonet. So it's not something you clamp on. It actually is more like a spike rather than a rather than a knife, and it actually folds to the side. And the little article I was reading about him said that the Russian military said that the bayonet should be deployed at all times unless riding in a vehicle.
Oh, wow.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. And I actually went online and found some forums of people that shoot them, and they said it's actually designed to be shot with the bayonet in the extended position.
Wow.
That actually is more accurate that way, because that's the way it was designed.
Right.
That's cool.
So it's kind of cool.
Cool.
So a little bolt-action rifle, and, you know, if you can't get the bolt turned fast enough, you can always poke them with it.
Okay, I'm coming to Glenn's house when the zombies come.
Adam, you picked up anything?
Well, speaking of zombies, I haven't really picked up anything recently, no. I'm kind of boring that way. But still been playing Left 4 Dead.
Fun game.
When you have four of your friends, or, you know, three of your other friends, you know, with you, four of you all together, trying to survive against this massive horde of zombies, it's just a whole lot of fun, just yelling at each other and...
Hold still, let me patch you up.
Yeah. And then, well, they released details for new downloadable content.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, at first I was disappointed because this downloadable content doesn't include any new levels. It makes two of the previously non-playable versus levels, makes them playable. So all four campaigns will be versus enabled. They're also adding a new gameplay mode called Survival. And all it does is it just sends what the game pretty much does anyway. But I think this is more organized into, like, an escalating difficulty, sending wave upon wave of zombies at you. It's called Survival.
That's sort of like the zombie mode in Call of Duty 5.
That's what they compared it to.
Wait till they get to wave after wave of tanks.
That would suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate those things. Just think of the Hulk if he were turned into a zombie.
That scares me.
Well, they did. It's called Marvel Zombie.
So, yeah.
Those scare me, too.
They're
creepy and good.
We get up on them with a shotgun a lot of times and just...
Well, the auto shotty.
Yeah, you got to get right up on him. And
yeah, you just got to lay into his head and he'll
wait till he's attacking someone else and then get up on him and blast away.
But we've been steadily increasing our difficulty.
Yeah, cool.
So it's still lots of fun. Good game.
Neat. Christina?
I bought an action figure. Sort of. I think she'd be upset if you called her an action figure. We were at Half Price Books a couple weeks ago, and they had one single solitary Invader Zim action figure. Miss Bitters, the evil school teacher, $4.98. Oh, my God.
We're all about hitting the bargain
bin. So I had to have her. She's so mean. She's every horrible teacher you've ever had rolled into one. Angry.
Oh, so she's like my mother. As a school teacher.
I'm telling your mom.
She's in Florida.
I don't care. I have a good memory. I'll tell her when she comes back.
You'll be in Cleveland.
I have her number stored in my phone. But yeah, that was it. I'm not too much of a shopper.
Cool.
Shopping hurts me.
Well, I think that time to close the lid on this toy box. Go out and buy it all, gang.
No. Be smarter than... We are. You are.
Yeah, to think about that. Yeah. She was censoring herself. Yeah. But seriously, hit up QMX. They've got some really,
oh my gosh, yes,
really neat, high quality stuff.
Yes.
Especially if you are a Bronco fan. If you are a Stargate fan.
If you're a Battlestar Galactica fan.
Yeah, they just got some Galactica stuff on there too.
Awesome, cool stuff. And a lot of stuff in all kinds of price ranges.
Oh, yeah.
From minifigures to... Yeah, $25.
And the people
bucks.
Are great.
Yeah.
Hi, like Andy.
Awesome replicas and stuff.
And even a CD.
Yeah.
Talked about before.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Good music.
Remember that.
We will be back with more Pod Culture right after this.
I'm Michael R. Menengay.
I'm Summer Brooks.
I'm Michael Stackpole.
And I'm Brian Brown.
Join us for an exciting romp through literature and books.
Romp? We're not romping.
We're supposed to be cool.
That's right. Okay. It's the cool.
It's the smoothing sounds.
The smoothing sounds.
I don't know, but romp just brings forth images of Michael in tights, and I'm so not going there.
Which Michael?
It doesn't matter. Neither one would be very good.
If you would like to join this thing that we do every week, it's called Dragon Page, cover to cover.
Take two. Welcome to Dragon Page, cover to cover, where the elite meet to discuss literature.
Okay, let's go back to the tight images.
Yeah.
Dragon Page, cover to cover, where you'll never know what you're going to get next.
Alrighty, guys.
Yay.
Time to wake up.
No. No, it's time to go to bed, actually.
It's definitely time for bed.
Time to wake up to go to bed. Wake up, go to bed.
Yeah, it's going into the wee hours of the morning again. But hey, that's standard for Pod Culture.
Pretty much. We should be used to it by now.
Yeah, no.
But it's still a hell of a lot earlier than when we first started this.
Darn right. Yeah. I'm not asleep on the couch yet, so it's got to be early.
Yeah, there was like... 4 in the morning.
That was
epic
terrible.
Recording. That was when Glenn was freelancing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Unemployed.
Oh, leave him alone.
By choice. It's a lifestyle choice.
Oh, yeah. So we're all getting a little punch happy. So I think we're going to wrap up the show. I think it's a little longer
Not
than some.
Not just slap happy, punch happy. We passed slap happy.
Step beyond.
Christina's over there with her teddy bear. About
he
ready
makes
to fall
a good pillow.
All right. Final thoughts.
I'll be watching more TV, playing more video games.
We'll have more to report. We'll talk about some video games in some of the next episodes. Then,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
More video games.
Uh huh.
Video games are good.
March will be ratings period. Not that it should be that bad. They shifted it from February because of the digital transition, which has now been delayed.
Till June? Is that right?
Yeah, June.
I don't think there's an actual...
Yeah, I think it's June. Think
okay.
It's June
17th. Yeah, there's a set time.
Okay.
Which, all that is they were just holding off on that for the damp, you know, people that
procrastinators
have gotten around to it yet.
Yep. You've been aware for like a year and a half,
right.
Now, two years?
Just pull the plug and do and get it
and
over with.
Then do
it's
damage
not,
control afterwards.
Number one,
yeah.
People have been aware of it for a year and a half.
At least.
Number two, there's not that many people. There's still a good percentage, but not that many in the great state of thing. Now, in this area, maybe so, and being Kentucky and all.
Rural areas. Yeah.
But most people, you know, a lot of people have bought.
They bought Ed.
I can fix that.
No,
you can't.
He's always correcting me that it's not a word, and it is a word. It's in the dictionary. And now you're saying you do.
Ed's late. And I'm tired.
Yeah, most people have cable or a satellite or whatever. So
my own personal victory.
But
oh,
you'll
cackle with that.
I just like
the
way
you said
it,
aren't you?
Bought Ed. Bought Ed.
Button. B-O-U-G-H-T-E-N.
Yeah,
button.
If they haven't bought it now, they're not going to purchase it by then.
No,
you know, the new date anyway. Yeah. And then I want to push it back again. Pull the trigger. Get the damn thing. Go ahead and flip the damn switch. Whatever you got to do, and go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Get it over with.
I agree.
You know, it'll piss
force
me
them to go out and get.
We have, last time I checked, one station in the Louisville metro area that will actually be doing that. And that's the CW affiliate.
Yay.
Because they're actually supposedly, as of right now, sticking with the original date. So they will be flipping their switch on that date.
I think the reason the government's delaying it is they can't stand the idea that people won't be getting 24/7 propaganda. So they can't take that chance. So.
He was doing so well.
I guess he'd been saving all this shit up.
That's all.
Oh, man.
Not going to go on further with that, but you get the idea.
I told you, we'll start a government conspiracy podcast. Yeah. We'll change your voice.
Well, I mean, TV now is like...
put in the voice of the koalas.
That's great. I'll just type up what to say, and Adam can do the koala voice, and then I'll never trace it to me.
And he's Australian, so they'd
I would
have
listen.
To do
because
that.
They like to control people. They tell you what to do.
He's going to be doing these voices and then like cackle that'll shatter glass.
Turtle milk.
Turtle milk. It'll be a night everybody.
Oh, my dairy products.
All right. It definitely is. Final thoughts, Adam.
I got nothing.
Christina?
I don't remember what I was going to say.
And I'm going to have to get up and go to the bus station early in the morning.
Who will?
Yeah, but you can sleep
Me
in the
too.
Car.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, for an hour, and then I get off the bus in Cincinnati for an hour, and then I have to get back on the bus.
Yeah, Valentine's Day, I'm putting on my Valentine on a bus and shipping her back to Cleveland.
Shipping her back to her parents. She's defective. Fix her.
They're like, no, you keep her. You already knew that. The return policy is over.
You broke her, you bought her.
And on that note, we're out of here.
Cheers.
Be seeing you.
Have a good one.
I almost forgot my line.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways, like these email addresses.
You can email any one of us at Brad, Glenn with two N's, Christina, or Adam at podculture.net.
And if you want to reach us the old-fashioned way,
that address would be Podculture, P.O. Box 20255, Louisville, Kentucky 40250-0255.
You can also give us a call on the Podculture voicemail line, and that phone number is 1-206-338-3POD. That is 1-206-338-3763.
There are also the official Pod Culture forums and the comment section of each episode, all of which have links at the website www.podculture.net.
So drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3. Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, Equal Opportunity Geekness.